Welcome to the Amplifying Leadership Podcast. I am your host, Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. This podcast is a place dedicated to amplifying your leadership through our guest stories, tips, information, and more. To learn more about our leadership division, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca. Today, I am welcoming Christine Trimp, transformative wellness leader dedicated to empowering professional women to reclaim their health and vitality. Welcome to Amplifying Leadership.
Thank you for having me, Tara. I'm overjoyed to be here with you today.
And me too, because, you know, there's so many different things that can happen in our leadership journeys, and I'm excited to talk about one that most people don't think of in our conversation today. But before we get started, what is your interest in leadership, or what is your story about that?
Well, if you would have asked me 10 years ago that I would be showing up with you today as an entrepreneur, I probably would not have believed you, because I was very comfortable in my corporate career as a controller in accountancy. I was in corporate America for 32 years, and I loved going into my office and just crunching the numbers and doing things like that. But I had a wellness wake-up call in my life 10 years ago. In 2015, okay. I was sitting on the side of a mountain because I was on a path that my husband wanted to climb, and I could not go another step. I was gasping for air, and the reason being is because I was 100 pounds overweight with a lot of chronic health issues piling up. And so I can look back on that moment and see that that was like the turnaround, the take ownership moment of not only my health, but a future calling and a future passion that God had in store for me that I had no idea. It kind of came out of the blue, because again, I was comfortable in my corporate career. I loved accountancy. And now I've made the shift from being a number cruncher to being a creative person, which also was quite unexpected. But that's a little bit where my leadership story began. Even though being a leader in the corporate world, this is really quite different, setting out and doing it for yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I did the exact same thing as you. I left my corporate world where I led a distribution center to do my coaching and consulting for leaders and small businesses. Yes. It's totally different, but it feels really good. And it's always something like, you know, what you had, your health issue, that, you know, sometimes that indication that it's time to change, right?
Yes, exactly. It gave me a new passion, and I can see a new purpose in life and leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about transitioning roles today, because most people, when we talk about leadership, it's about what do we currently need to do with our teams and things like that. But when we do transition into a new role, either in a new setting, you and I, as entrepreneurs running our own, you know, businesses, these types of things can be difficult. What signs did you see in yourself? You mentioned some health ones that maybe some other leaders may also be seeing, that really just shows you that either it's time to move on and do what you and I did, or it's time to move on to a different industry or a different corporation as a leader.
Yeah, well, when I started to get healthy, it took about a year and a half for me to lose that 100 pounds that I mentioned. And I did that by adopting a sugar-free lifestyle. Some people may have heard it called low carb or keto, but it was finally something that worked for me. And not only did it change me physically, but it changed me spiritually. It changed me emotionally. It changed me mentally. And I began waking up every day fueled with this new passion. And so I had all of these thoughts niggling in my mind. Like, again, I said, I loved accountancy, but I began to feel like there was something more out there. And so it really did require some contemplation, some, you know, I was in that contemplation stage, like, should I really do this? Should I really transition out of a very comfortable corporate career with the secure salary and all of that stuff? But it does take a leap of faith. And I would encourage anybody, not that I am dismissing corporate careers, they are wonderful. I learned so much. They gave me so much experience. But if for me personally, it was acknowledging that I had just gone through something crazy that I had dreamed of for 30 years, because I battled with my weight for three decades. And that just really put a new passion in my heart. And I began to really believe that there was something different out there. And so taking that leap of faith and being willing to step out in response to that calling that was put on my heart. And that's so transitioning became a little bit scary, but also
Yeah.
so very fulfilling.
And you mentioned a couple of things. One I want to talk about, which is the self-reflection and realizing something needs to change, right? We just feel different. We feel we're going in every day. We love our corporate world. We love what it gave us. I learned so much from it. But then there's a point where you're like, is this me or is this enough for me? That was my self-reflection, right? And so things, your health, my just, is this enough? You know, things like that. The other thing I want to mention that you brought up is taking the risk, but knowing that you can safely do so, if I can say that, money-wise, for example. What are your thoughts about, you know, knowing when it's okay to do that? When did you feel, or when should leaders look for that? It's okay to take the risk. For me, it was financial, right? Had to have enough money to do that, right?
And for me, it was a lot financial as well too, but it was also a matter of, well, what does this look like? Like, I still want to work. I'm in my early 50s. I still want to work, and I wanted to be able to pour into the lives of other people though, because sitting in my corporate office now having this new amazing health and wellness story, it wasn't something I could keep to myself. So I began taking risk by testing it, what by putting offers out there, like small coaching groups, Facebook communities, things like that. What kind of response was I getting? And when I saw the need for showing up and serving the women that I'm so privileged to serve, one of the most amazing benefits for this journey that I've been on is that I get to serve women just like me. I call them old Christine. So I get to help a lot of old Christines. And so just taking that risk and showing up and putting out boot camps, putting out small coaching communities, things like that, the response that I got was very positive. And then I just knew that it was something that if I really dug in, if I had the mindset, if I had the resiliency, I knew I could make this work as a coach and as an author and as a speaker and the founder of a unique signature method to help women be set free from their decades of obesity as well too. And just, took that leap of faith and it began snowballing and growing into something that I really finally could put in my notice to my CEO. And she knew it was coming. She was not
Oh,
surprised
yes.
at all because she witnessed my transformation and she knew I had this new creative passion. And so she was very supportive of the whole thing. But yeah, that I'm so glad that I took that leap of faith, and it's now been a little over 3 years now that I've been doing this on my
Oh,
own.
that's awesome. Mine is almost 3 years as well in June. But I too, like you and maybe other people out there, even if you're transitioning to another role, maybe this is on the volunteer side, but before you go is about, you know, trying it, trying what it is you ever, whatever industry you want to dabble in, or if you want to have your own business. I did very casual coaching for 5, 6 years before I left, just because I enjoyed it, right? So, you know, I think there's a lot to be said that if you do want to move from something you're very comfortable in to a different industry, a different role, or even your own business, dabble first. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think my husband would have been very supportive if I wasn't dabbling on the side, right? And I was writing books at the time too. So I just knew that there was a future. I was getting invited to speak as well too. So, and being on a lot of podcasts and just really getting the word out there that there's something different. Sitting in my corporate office now, there was a huge difference in how I used to feel. As I want to talk a little bit about health and wellness as well too, because I used to sit in my office and as an unhealthy person who wasn't caring for my metabolic health first and foremost. I mean, this is on me, right? I would sit in my office and I would have afternoon slumps because I wasn't a very healthy person. And then I got healthy and I felt like I was bouncing off the walls of my four walls of my private office and my corporation. So I just wanted to bounce out of those walls and be able to help more people. And I do have a passion for helping people show up, eating healthier, being healthier in body, mind, and spirit, in so that they can, if they want to remain in their corporate job, they can, and they can do it and show up as a healthy leader and full of vitality and energy. Because I didn't have a lot of energy during those corporate days until I got healthy. And I think energy is a great thing to have during the workday.
A lot of lessons learned from when I was in the corporate world were, we need space for self-care in the corporate world. We need to eat well, which, I was one of those ones. I had the candy bowl, but every once in a while I try to bring in something that wasn't candy, right? Like vegetables or fruit, something people would eat. And to also going for a walk around the building at lunch to clear my mind, things like that. So I think there's a big piece of that when you're in the corporate world or any workplace is really important. I want to come to some lessons learned. So, either from stories you hear or from your own experiences, what are some of those big mistakes that maybe leaders make when they do think it's time to move on out of this current leadership role to a new one, or to being a business owner, or even just going to a completely different industry? What are some of those big mistakes on the lessons learned?
Well, one of the big mistakes that I corrected after I learned that I couldn't do all the things, right? I am one person. For a long time, I've been a solopreneur, and I had a leader in transformation share with me one time that was just so eye-opening, and it's so simple and basic, was like, there are things that I should be doing, that I should be attending to, that only I can do because it's my creativity that founded the sugar-free method. It's my decisions and all of that. So why would it be so wrong to hire a house cleaner to have somebody come in and help me do something like that? Or have somebody schedule my social media post, just stuff like that that I was spending time doing that I could hire somebody to cover for me. And that was a big lesson for me because, again, I'm a type A person and I felt like if I can't get all the things done, then nobody's going to get it done. Or I also learned that delegation is going to take a little bit of time to get people on board to do it the way you want to do it, but it's worth it in the end.
Oh,
Once you
yes.
Yes, once you get somebody trained, it's really hard though, Tara, for a type A person to learn these lessons, right?
And delegation is one that is a big one. And when I talk to my clients, a lot of the time I hear that excuse, I don't have time to train. You have to make the time to train, or you can't delegate work and actually be more, have more freedom with your time management, right?
So,
Yeah, it's a,
building
yeah.
that support system too underneath you, even if it is a house cleaner or somebody to help you with grocery shopping or meal planning or whatever, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And in roles in leadership too, I mean, we can delegate to our teams and they can delegate to somebody else, or we can hire, just like you say, support systems in a lot of cases. And a lot of executives who are listening, we know you work 60, 70 hours a week. House cleaners can be your best friend. Delegation is a massive one for at work and at home. So good point that you brought up. Thank you. So let's switch the narrative a little bit here, and let's think about the team who, lost you as a leader, or who's losing somebody as a leader. And we, as that leader who's leaving, really want to ensure there's a smooth transition because we've grown our teams, we know our teams. We want a smooth transition for when that new leader comes in. How can we help the team? How can we make sure they're comfortable, not necessarily with our decisions, but that they're comfortable with the fact that someone new is coming in?
Yeah, well, I learned a lot about this when I did leave, when I gave my notice and decided to leave corporate because I worked for a mid-sized physician organization. So I didn't have a huge staff under me. You could say that I was like the main wheels of the whole financial department. And so I worked there for about 20 years. So I had my
Oh, wow.
systems in place, right? I had my systems in place that a lot of people weren't privileged to. So having to put those systems down in writing
That's tough, isn't
before
it?
I was leaving, before I was leaving, was difficult. Fortunately, I did train somebody that worked in our CPA office, so he was very familiar with our business and what was, what needed to transition. But yes, now as I'm going through as an entrepreneur, I am making an effort to document my systems, and I think systems are very important to have in place. SOGs, and so that if I do get the opportunity to bring on a new support person, I can train them through those
Yes.
systems, right? And it's just a smoother transition. So yes, for anybody working in a smaller corporate environment, it's still important to have all of those systems documented.
I agree. And I think large or small teams, if you can write down when you're leaving, I gave, I think, 10 or 11 weeks notice when I left because I had been there for 23 years.
Yes.
And I was trying to make sure that if there was anything that wasn't already documented, because I, like you, believe in that processes
Yes.
need to be written down, then I was
Yes.
spending most of my time doing that. I even work with businesses now who don't really have a lot, just encouraging them, let's get these written out. Because what if you do leave tomorrow as the
Yes.
leader, or you sell your business? Even selling businesses, people need to know how to run it,
Right,
right?
exactly. Yeah,
Yeah.
and technology makes it so easy for us now because we
Does.
can, we can do a quick video screen share, have it transcribed, and then just, fix it up, edit it up so it makes sense. And I'm so grateful for the technology because when I left, I did make a lot of videos for how to do things, so that was helpful.
Yeah, and I like that you brought up the whole idea of doing the video or even just doing a video that can transcribe into a document for people.
Yes.
Of course, we have to edit those normally, right? But the videos are great because you're actually showing exactly what you're doing, and I can refer back to it later, you
Yeah.
know. So that's a great way to leave a team. And
Yes.
also, the new leader doesn't have to figure out everything from square one. They have some documentation and videos to help them along, right?
Right. And I think it worked well in my case because I didn't have a lot of follow-up questions when I
Well,
left. So
that's, yeah, that's
that was good.
good.
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent. Good. So let's talk now about the team themselves, and they don't know the leader who's coming in. What are some of those support systems? Obviously, we talked about what the leader leaves behind, so processes or, you know, the videos. Are there any other support systems that maybe a, you know, a team that doesn't have a leader might need, or even when that new leader comes in? Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. One of the things that I've realized in moving from corporate to being an entrepreneur is how important community is. And
Yeah.
that be your community team, a community of peers that are like on the same level with you. I have really engaged myself in a lot of leadership communities going into entrepreneurship because it was totally new for me. I worked in corporate and CPA offices for so many years. So I love community. I love the opportunities to get together in masterminds, and I love to educate myself as well too. So just going out on your own, thinking if you're a type A person like me, thinking that you are the be all and end all of every process, there I would highly encourage everybody to get involved in a community or a mastermind or something that is going to support your entrepreneurial and leadership journey as well too.
I like that too about bringing in community and connection, because some of those connections, you know, we can make with other leaders in our industry could be those support systems or those networks that help our team in the interim, right? I mean, that's
Yes.
another option as well. So I
Yes.
think, you know, doing those connections, building those communities or those networking options can be a huge help for the leader who's leaving, number one, but also for the team that's being left behind, so to speak, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and even my coaching clients I see as part of my team. Even though they've engaged me to be their coach, I have had the absolute pleasure of watching them develop their own leadership skills and seeing them just show up with confidence. They're getting healthier, they're losing weight, they're healthier physically, spiritually, and also emotionally. So I just see the confidence radiating off of them. So that's really
Yeah.
fun to see like that team blossoming and watching them go out into their own leadership roles as well too.
I'm going to pivot just a tiny bit here. I'm curious, what would you say? We've talked about a few of them, but what would you say are like the top self-care tips that you can share for leaders who maybe are feeling overwhelmed these days? I mean, there's a lot of that going on, a lot of change going on. What are some of those tips so that we can be healthier and more present at work and more engaged?
Yeah, well, talking about those afternoon slumps that I used to experience, that was One of the best things I ever did was to get off sugar. And I could see how sugar was zapping my energy day to day. And I didn't eat a lot of sugar as far as like a gallon of ice cream or Oreo cookies or things like that. But my diet was very standard American. So I would go out to lunch and maybe have a sub sandwich or a plate of pasta or something like that. You think you're eat I thought I was eating healthy because I would choose whole wheat bread and I would choose whole wheat pasta. But for me, someone with metabolic syndrome, and maybe for anybody listening that has struggled with carrying excess weight around, I really had to examine the amount of sugar I was putting into my day. And sugar is just an energy zapper because if you're burning sugar all day, your blood sugar is going spiking up and down. And when it goes down, that's when you feel the crash. And that's when you want to shut your office door at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and take a nap, right? So if you can like choose food from the perimeter of the grocery store, I say that's where you get your wholesome, nutritious foods that are going to be low in sugar. You have to skip the bakery section, of course, right?
Don't
But
bring donuts to work,
I
leaders.
don't
Don't bring
bring
donuts to
donuts to
work.
work. No. And one of the also benefits I found was adopting a sugar-free lifestyle was that I don't need to snack all day long in the office. Like I can eat my healthy meals. They are full. They keep me full. They keep me satiated. They're satisfying. So I'm not snacking all day long, causing those sugar spikes. So really, if you are feeling slumps during the day and you're struggling with your health or your metabolic health, I would really encourage you to look into how much sugar are you really consuming during the day. And I don't just mean sugar as in the sweet stuff. I'm talking about carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, things like that. So yeah, it changed my life to go sugar-freed.
And I think it's important to also state anybody wanting to change a diet, please talk to your medical practitioner
Yes.
first, for
Yes.
sure. And so what are other things that maybe we can do to reduce that feeling of stress or that slump in the afternoon besides food? Are there any other things that you used in your past or have heard of from your clients?
Yeah, one of the things that really amazed me too is when I started eating whole and healthier foods was my brain fog lifted and my mental clarity just really dialed in and I was able to show up all day, every day with energy. And it was really eye-opening to me to experience that. So there is a way like to get through the day and not be under that fog.
Good. And some other things I mentioned already, going for that walk just to clear
Yes,
your brain, right? Just let's
exactly.
just it's not even like you have to go to the gym and work out. Just get outside in nature and breathe some air if you're
Yeah,
having a bad
exactly.
day or even
Yes.
slumping. I remember feeling slumped in the afternoon too, and that short little burst of a walk just cleared everything for me. So I think there's a lot to be said about some of these habits we all know we should be doing, but we
Right.
aren't, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So
Yes.
let me ask you this. If we consider our topic today of the leaders who might be moving on and leaving our teams behind,
Yes.
what is like a key tip or a takeaway piece of advice you want to leave our audience with today?
I would love to say, because it was a little bit awkward for me, but give yourself permission to reinvent yourself. I mean,
Oh, I
I
like
did this.
that.
Yeah, I did this in my early 50s. Who would have ever expected that, you know? And showing up as a leader, leader is not like my title, but it's how I like to influence other people with my story and through my style and through my, most importantly, through my service to help them, show up as the best person for themselves too. I believe that we're all created for a purpose. And if you find something you're really passionate about, let it lead you to reinvent yourself.
Take the risk when you can, right?
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. So, if our audience wants to learn more about what you do or more about your lifestyle, is there a way they can find you online?
Yes, I have a website under my name, christinetrimp.com, and there you will find information about my sugar-freed weight loss coaching. You'll find about my new book that just released in January of 2025. It's called Sugar-Freed. Stop losing the weight loss battle, start gaining the victory. And I actually have a free chapter excerpt that you can grab off of my website so we can connect there. You can find me on every social media outlet under my name as well.
Thank you so much. And to spell Christine's last name, TRIMPE.
Yes.
Thank you so much for a very different conversation today that leaders need to hear. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Tara.
A thank you to our audience as well. We do hope you were able to gain some valuable information or a quick tip or two today from Christine. If you are a leader who knows that leadership development is key to your leadership journey, or perhaps you want to learn more about our Rise to Leadership program, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. And before you go, don't forget to grab this quarter's free leadership resource, Your Guide as a New Leader. It is designed to support your new leaders in the first few weeks to build credibility, gain trust, and set a strong foundation for leadership. The link will be in the episode summary. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.